This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I always love it trying to figure out what he's doing, what event, what a grand opening. He may be at ribbon cutting event. And so DOC and Max, yeah, today, and it's going to be a funky good time, as always. We don't know how not to do it that way, but it does, for a lot of you, for your regulars, it gives you the substitute. And you know, when the substitute teacher's in, you guys get a chance to get out of character. And as a regular listener, I know a lot of you want some, you want floor time. You want time to put up shots. And you will get that today. I know the boss is some kind, you know, he runs a real tight ship. Anthony in the District of Columbia, welcome.
Doc, the last time we talked, you said all or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you the problem with the nothing part. Nothing means status quo. And as you like to say, that dog ain't going to hunt.
Well, I'm frightened to ask you what topic I was referring to.
Oh, we were talking about Myles Garrett.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now, okay. No, dude, it could have been anything with me. So that's why I wanted to make sure we were on the same page. When I'm saying with Myles, okay. I said it, 2 weeks ago. I think it's the number one objective because I can't afford him to put on Kelly Green.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. So let me run this by you.
Okay.
So hypothetically, Cleveland sticks to their guns.
Yeah.
They don't trade them.
Right.
Okay. So now, potentially, you got Henderson and Cincy, Landry in Tennessee coming off of ACL, and then you got potentially Crosby in Vegas. On the free agent side, you got Mac. I don't like that he's 34. You got Josh Sweat. And then you got Hassan Reddick. When he was with the Eagles, he put up 17 sacks. So in that scenario, based on what you like, what combination of the, of two players gives us what we need?
Yeah, and that's tough because I really have to take – I don't like just say stuff to say stuff, especially when I haven't seen a guy play. One guy hasn't played in 6 months. One guy's a head job. Are both of them better than anybody we have? Yes. But that means I'm coming off my original point. I'm not settling for anything less than Garrett. And if I don't get him, nobody gets him. That would be my posture. But again, I'm not. I trust the people we have working for us. I just thought it from a strategic move, chess move. I know where I couldn't afford to see him go. Only one place, Philly.
No, I understand that, but that,
so. But I don't know the alternatives. I don't want 35. I got that. My middle linebacker is 35. I don't want 3-4 people on the field 35 years old. That's not what I'm looking for. And I'll tell you what, Max Crosby is now with, like, Dan Campbell. He got Pete Carroll. Pete is a lot like our guy. There's not going to be a hell of a lot of people running away from the Raiders now. It is not Nitwit University anymore. You talk about king of culture, Pete Carroll. So, and the only reason, and I don't really think there's anybody, it's a strategic chess piece that I see it being a problem because Howie, who am I going against? Roseman. Who's the guy that's showing me he knows how to stack? He builds it the way I think it should be built, the way I agree with. Interior. He thinks the way I think and thinking that, why do I have to try to out to be creative when I can just run you over? So few people think that way. Everybody else is trying to be cute. Bully ball. That's all. I'm like, let's go. But he's different. So he becomes a fear. I'm concerned about him. I'm not worried about anybody else because the way they think. Why is he the only people loading up on O-line and D-line? Because it's not popular. You want to listen to all the kids, all the gamers and all the fantasy people, go get wide receivers. That's all they talk about.
I agree with you. But like I said, hypothetically, Cleveland sticks to their guns and he's not available. You cannot
they're not gonna stick to their guns. The team is terrible. They've got to get off the worst contract known to mankind. And they're bluffing. Everybody, they use the media to bluff. What can Cleveland afford to do? Where are they sitting at a quarterback? They're in an awful shape.
I understand what you're saying, but my point is strictly this.
I like your point.
We can't.
I just don't think they can bluff it.
Well, even if they do trade them, we can't guarantee that we are going to be the ones to get them.
You're right.
No matter what we throw out there, somebody else might.
So give me your plan B. So what's your plan B? You got to have a plan B.
That's what I'm offering to you. Henderson, Crosby, Landry, and then the free agents. Instead of having one, might have potentially two of them.
And Adam, we trust then. Yeah, and Adam we trust. I never, ever act like I'm a scout or act like I've seen all these people when I haven't seen them. The only guy I saw raise hell this year was Penn State and Ohio State. Them kids came off the edge the way I like to see people come in. See, I like my guy to be like Ken Harvey and Charles Mann. I want my guy to be physically coming through you with speed, not just got to be a track guy. He got to trick you to get around you. I like my guys to go through you. That's why I love the way Philly people are. They go through you, not around you. See, it's all pass rushers come all in different sizes, shapes, and everything. I prefer my guys to go through people, not around them. That's why I like the way Philly does it. You may want a more athletic person that uses hands and stuff. If you watch the way Philly attacks the edge, it's a work of art because there's nothing fancy about it. They got a linebacker. They're dropping guards. They're dropping guards to their knees.
I don't care how it gets done, as long as it gets done.
Yeah, but I don't want no 35-year-old dude that used to be great. I'm sorry. But if Adam does
that,
if Adam does that, I'm behind him 100%. But I'm not going to act like I watch a whole bunch of film or act like I know all these people. I don't do that. I got a life, man. Netflix is too good. I don't do all that. For what? I got a guy I trust now. I was doing all that when we had all these nitwits running around here. I don't have to do that anymore. I trust him, whatever he does. My point was that beware, because the Eagles, it's not fake. They have the formula. And the formula is go straight ahead. But I tell you what I'm going to do. Charles Mann, you respect Charles, right?
Of course.
Let's put this to Charles. Charles Mann is going to make some time to join us. And let's do this. Let's make an executive call on this now, Max. And let's get Brother Mann in. Let's take a break. We come back. And let's find out what Charles thinks about this. Because I think it's so great for a guy to play that position and plays like Miles played. Charles went through people to get to where he wanted to go. And I like that. Appreciate the counterpoint, man. That was strong. Good call. See, I told you, Max, our callers, high IQ.
They're smart. It's in the water, like
you
said.
High IQ. Yeah, high IQ, man. I mean, ain't like people just sit around here and smoke weed and call us. They just left the library and they call us. DOC in for the cock-a-doodle-doo with Mad Max. We'll be right back.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back, DOC. And for the Rooster, I think Chris might actually have a school named after him. I think it's some kind of ceremony, and we wish him well with that. one man that it will not surprise me if he has a school named after him before it's all said and done, and that is old number 71, Charles Mann. And Charles had thought it was so appropriate that we're talking about the prize bull, defensive end, Myles Garrett. Now, everybody's talking about him, and I go, boy, he reminds me a lot of a young man I used to know very well. And because he gets to the quarterback, and y'all do it in a number of different ways, but he goes through a lot of his opponents. Not just around them, he goes through them. And I love the way he goes about it with such a physical presence. So I wanted your take on it, and we had some great calls. Bob in particular made a point that if you couldn't get him, what would you settle for? I said, I'm not settling for anybody. And I damn sure don't want to see him and Kelly Green. So what I wanted your assessment of Miles, when you break him down as a pass rusher, guy played on, I mean, you played both sides, but predominantly I felt you were played on the left more than the right, but I'm sure you could do both. What's your assessment of him?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on to talk about defense, which is how you win championships.
Yep, agreed.
So, yeah, and if we want to get somewhere near, you know, the playoffs and possible run at a championship, we're going to need a solid defense to go along with the offense and Jaden Daniels and everything else. And what a great addition to have Myles Garrett, who, you know, I mean, we went out and through the draft, we got a couple of good guys and Chase Young and Sweat and those guys, you know, had potential. But Myles Garrett is getting it done. You know, the last 3 years, averaging 14 and a half sacks a game, I mean, a season, you know, just doing everything he's supposed to do on the defensive side, putting pressure, and this is the key, putting pressure on the quarterback without having to run stunts and blitzes and all that kind of stuff. The guy just does it the old-fashioned way. He really does remind me of somebody that could have, you know, really had a good career in our day with Dexter and I. You know, he would have fit in very well because he just is one of those blue-collar workers.
Right.
I mean, that's the key. He's a blue-collar worker. He just gets it done. Doesn't come with a lot of fanfares, not doing a bunch of sack dances doing all that craziness. He just works hard.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. And that's what you like. That's what you like about him is his work ethic.
And I love the fact he's a two-way guy. He plays a run.
Yeah.
He's a football player. He's not just a pass rusher. To me, a pass rusher is not a guy you bring him in on nickel to just rush the passer. Football player plays all four downs.
Yeah, and they don't do that anymore, do they?
Well, it's almost like the NBA. Charles, I'm so confused. I see guys now, you know, the guy be 6'10", but he don't block shots. And everything's so confusing now. But when it comes to this, you're right.
No, but you're right. I think he would be a every down. He could play every down for the team on defense and wouldn't have to be supplemented in and out only because if there was a 10 or 12 play drive and he needed a little rest for a couple of plays. But he would play every down.
Yeah, he sets the edge. Yeah.
No question. He's got solid, and he makes tackles. He makes good tackles. I mean, you know, I've been watching him since his name has been floated. You know, I was watching him before that, but I mean, since his name was floated around, I started watching some highlights of him, and the guy just goes to work. He's a blue collar guy, and that's what I like.
Yeah, Charles Mann, his Super Bowl champion, All Pro, all everything. Joins us. I love it when my job is to enhance our listeners with knowledge from people who actually did the things we're talking about. Because we have so many false sense of information gets clouded out now.
My God.
I think this AI thing has really gone to people's heads. So you got people answering questions about things they've never done at any level, ever. You know, and they're somebody passes them a piece of paper and they read it with authority. And I'm going, but they've never done it.
Yeah.
They've never been around anybody that's done it. So I feel like as a public service, then at least it's kind of cool for some. Not everybody will get this. And I have to pray for the rest of you. But those of you that really, I think, deserve to hear it from people that have actually done what we're talking about. And it's got to be hard. Like Philadelphia, how can you not love the way they play defense? Their safeties, linebackers are coming up knocking guards out. Dude,
They're the brand now as Super Bowl champions that everybody needs to model themselves after to see where they compare to the. The next thing we got to talk about is that doggone offensive line that we have, and the offensive line that had Jaden, you know, scrambling on almost every play. He couldn't sit back there and just read the defense and then throw a pass. He had to do all that athletic stuff just to get a pass off. So, you know, the next subject I hope that the administration is looking at is, okay, all right, we need to beef up ourselves on the defensive side, but we also need a solid offensive line. And you look at the Eagles, all of those guys are 6'6" or taller and over 325 pounds.
Yeah,
reminds me of the Hogs.
Yeah,
or if not bigger.
Yeah, no. Howie did it right. O line, D line.
Yeah, and no need to play in the NFL. You could play rugby, and we got you.
I saw him come through the park when I was sitting in the lobby. When you're apparently they didn't like, or maybe he didn't like us, but he I saw him in the building with my own eyes.
Okay,
and. That's one of the reasons, well, they let him get out the building. It's one of the reasons why they graded F and damn near everything that the NFLPA would come out with in judging the organization. I saw him myself because he had to bend down to come in the door.
Wow.
And I was sitting in the lobby talking to Miss B, and I go, what is that? I didn't say, who is that? I said, what is that?
But this is a guy that played with Joe Jacoby, one of the biggest humans.
Yeah.
And you know, Dave Butts.
All of them. But I said, what is that? And he came in, and then ended up finding out he went to, not like he was famous. Nobody knew who he was, but he ended up in Philadelphia. And now that's who he is. And I said, well, I'll be doggone. Give us credit. At least somebody had him in the building, but we let him get away.
Let him go, and, we used to do all the time.
Well, you can't F by doing the right thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you can't. And do you pay any attention to the NFLPA grades and these things as they come out about every team?
I did see them. I saw our grades from last year were better.
Much better.
I saw a grade on there about food and nutrition and all that kind of stuff. That was, you know, we had Popeyes and McDonald's and all that stuff. So I guess we would have gotten a F- or something.
Mondays and Tuesdays when we won.
Had Armano's. Alpine.
Oh, God. But the thing is, I always thought, I said, you know, I've said it to him, but of course nobody wants to hear it. Here's a novel idea. Even though you have a $3 million kitchen, why don't you close it when you lose?
Ooh.
And open it when you win. Just a suggestion. Ooh. That's how we were treated.
Yeah.
Remember, it was brown paper bag or...
You think that incentivized us a little bit? I think so.
I think so. I think so. Not that you should have to be in poverty, but it did work. And how? Why wouldn't you think back to some the way you were treated?
Yeah.
The way our practices went, the way one-on-ones went. You know why the Eagles were so good? Because their offense goes against their defense. That's why our team was so good. Well, we went against you guys. Iron sharpens iron. And even though everybody hated the length of the practices and hated, we could, when I tell people that we had live goal line on Friday, they don't believe me.
Yeah. That was, that, you remember that? Wow.
Five snaps.
Yeah. No, I remember. I remember.
So what you I'm know, saying is that, now Joe's a Hall of Famer. So Joe's a Hall of Famer. These teams won championships, and now you don't follow that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got a guy out here doing Club Med, and they're out here in shorts and walkthroughs and bubbles.
Yeah. And I then mean, it's only live on the weekend. Well, live on the weekend is when, you know, the good thing about it, Doc, and, you know, we make fun of it, but, you know, I used to go at you pretty hard.
Yeah,
because
too hard.
I was an older person. I understand now, and I was probably a little bit too much, but my point is I went live with you because I did not want to be shocked on Sunday having not gone live all week long.
I understand that, Max.
You know, I didn't want to shock my system.
Max.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Charles was like a bull in a china shop. We came through. Now, you know, with Riggo and Joe Washington guys, we're running 60, 65 plays in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Our Sundays, it's not, we're not throwing the ball all over the place. It's ground and pound. There's a lot of 50 guts, 20 reach, 70 it's chips.
Run through your face football, yeah.
You're running through your face football. You can't wait for the game to end. And then you've got this young puppy who's got six-pack. He's swole up. And we go in there. We go, wait a minute. We got to fight him on Wednesday? And then you go, and then you're playing. And it would always piss me off when we're playing the Giants. So you got LT and them guys coming on Sunday. So we got to say, well, how do we get Charles to understand, Charles? There's no way in the world. I go to Donnie. Hey, Donnie. And we got to get Charles to understand. We can't play him and LT all in the same week. That's just not going to work, okay?
It's just not going to happen.
Well,
no. I did finally get it, though, Doc.
You did.
It took me a couple of years, but get it.
He did.
You were gone by that time, but I got
thanks
it.
Thanks to you. Yeah, thanks to you. I was. I was gone by then. Thanks to you. But I was telling him, I go, Charles, that's why I call him cement. There ain't nothing on Charles that's soft, right? I'm going. So, well, we didn't want to wear pads in practice. With Charles, man, I was padded up like I had every
wrapped
pad
in bubble
you could
wrap.
Think of. Yeah, right, for practice. He said, man, what you got going on? I said, man, Charles, he going to be great. He going to be
you
great.
You know what, though? Isn't it funny that you remember that and I remember that? And that was over – that was in 1983, 1984.
Yeah.
And we remember that. You know, we talk about people with brain injury and this and that.
No, we
ain't forgot none of that stuff. We ain't forgot none of it.
Not yet. No, because I tell people all the time. I come to Charles, like Scrappy was that way. There'd be certain guys. That's how our coach Gibbs coached our teams. Our practices, like B. Mitch was doing that to your defense.
Yeah.
B. Mitch
hurt my arm. I got a bad elbow today at 63 years old because of Brian Mitchell running all hard in practice. And I reached my arm out. I reached an arm out to stop him, and he ran right through my arm.
Right.
So I got a bone spur in my elbow that I should have got fixed. I never got fixed, and now I'm feeling
Nelms
it now
the same way. Nelms caught me. See, the thing is, there's certain guys you had to know because they'd clip you. They'd get you in practice because Nelms doesn't have but one speed. You know why Nelms was – and all these dudes we're talking about played at an elite level because they only had one speed. What you saw Nelms doing in break, he did that in practice. Nelms, if they had to take Nelms off the field on scout team, because he would have murdered, we wouldn't have had a team. We would not have had an offense, because he would have killed everybody that came across the middle, because he only had one speed. He went all out every time.
Well, the funny thing about that, I know you got a commercial break and all that. The funny thing about this wonderful remembering these stories is the biggest thing about Joe Gibbs, as you call a Hall of Famer Joe Gibbs, he wanted to impress John Madden. So when John and Paul were coming, he told us, hey, he let us know, hey, they're going to be at practice today, and I know it's a Friday, and I know y'all try to do that push-pull mess. He didn't say that, but he would, you know, he knew how we were on Fridays. Yeah. I need to impress these guys. They're going to be doing our game. And so we'd go out there, and we'd be live on a Friday.
Right.
And we're live on a Friday because we got John Madden coming out and Pat Summerall, and Joe wants to look good in front of them.
Yeah. So, and it makes a difference. It's like Dexter. You never saw Dexter not come off the ball on passing down.
No.
He's coming.
No, yeah. Oh, he's coming with everything.
Oh, he's coming. He's coming. And Jake, so all those extra reps, all of this is what we're saying is that I see some of this carryover with DQ. The way they practice.
Yeah.
The level of how they warm up.
What I'm saying
is that there's a carryover. DQ has set the mindset. There's no such thing as a damn walkthrough with them.
Yeah.
They have a level of intensity. When they get on that field and they put them caps on, it's on. And that's the difference than the past when I call it pillow fights. When I used to cover their team, I mean, they had pillow fights. And so that's the difference. So I like it first of all, it shows that neither one of us have completely lost our minds yet. And that's good because it's a CTI check. Because these are valid stories. These are all truths. These are so true that I think of Dirty Al, Alvin Walton, I can go through this verbatim of all the killers that we had on our team, our defense, people that were lethal. And they were lethal in practice. They were not playing at all. You had to talk them down off the building so you could survive for Sunday. Because they didn't know it the other way.
What would Allen Iverson say?
Practice. You see, but then again, that's one thing I don't understand about hoopsters. And we'll have to do that on another day. When we talk about why do guys that hoop so hard in playgrounds on their own time then don't want to go all out in real games?
I don't
understand that. But they'll break that. We'll get an old-time hoopster to do that. Charles, every time, man, it's one of these moments that your throwback, I hope everybody over 40 really understands, because I think they hear us 100%, all you young people. Get somebody to break it down for you and explain it to you. It'll make sense. Just archive it. All my best to you and your family. How's the recovery off the surgeries? Are we
I'm good. I got a good window right now. I'm feeling good. Body, knees, everything feels good right now.
Good. Well, don't try to come back, Charles, please. Don't be like Gronkowski. Now I'm starting to hear Gronkowski talking about coming back. Hey, man, stay out of this. This stuff is crazy.
It is crazy. Crazy good.
No, I know you thinking about them ducats. Let it go.
Yeah.
God bless you, brother. We'll do it again soon.
God bless you, too. All right. Sounds good, Doc.
That is Charles Mann, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. We went over a little bit. I owe you one, Mad Max. I'll pay it up on the other side. Back in a moment. Oh, we hit a curb going out, but we didn't blow the wheel.
That was me.
The wheel is cool. Tire didn't burst. We're back on the road. A lot going on. As we mentioned, Stephon Curry, 56. G from the shop. G, did you ever hit 50 in a ball game? I mean an organized ball game with real referees in it. Not out at the yard or in your driveway. Real referees in it.
G was calling his own fouls if he got up to 50. I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, I want to see if he'll call in on that one. If he got 50 in a real game with real officials without the three-point shot. That'll be impressive.
Without the three-point shot, man, you're just throwing on more qualifiers to this.
G is closer to 100 than he is 15. Okay,
well, so he's got that secret sauce, you know.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens on that. Travis Kelce, no one with their right mind thought you were thinking about retiring.
Well,
nobody.
I don't know. A lot of his body language and stuff like that on the bench during the Super Bowl, he was clearly not expecting to lose that game, and I think he was ready to ride off into the sunset. I think he's trying to go one more go-around for it, but, man, I just do not know. I don't know if he's got it in him because, like, he's old, man.
He's a baby. He is going to focus. He gonna probably drop 8 to 10 pounds. He gonna tell his girl, "Holler at me. I gotta make a move." He's gonna be in the best shape of his life next year. It's gonna give him 2 more seasons easily. Because they want a cocktail. See what they don't tell you in the small print. When you're the defending champion, I can tell you 6 events that he won't do this year that he did last year as a champion. He won't have to go to those now because they're not going to invite him. They're going to invite the Eagles. Then he's going to tell, you know, his girl, "Look, you're going to have to probably go do your tour on your own because I got to lift. I got to do some things." He got to get back in himself to get 2 more out of it. Your quarterback's in his prime. Nobody leaves a dude as hot as my homie.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? Go and write the TV. He's never going to not be in the spotlight. I think he'd be a jackass to walk away from this. Look at Gronk. Gronk's itching.
He's itching to come back from what I hear.
And he's a baby. I think Gronk's 34.
I think Gronk had a year off and was like, "Oh, my body feels pretty good. I think I can get back out there."
Yeah, he feels pretty good now. Plus Tom is with the Raiders, and they have a great young tight end. So he don't have to be the ace.
Yeah, he can be the mentor as opposed
exactly.
to...
Exactly. Yeah. He can go there and ride. He can ride in the trunk. And he's thinking about Vegas. He's no dummy.
Yeah.
With his boy as the owner. But the one thing that really caught my attention, and but I don't want to leave anybody hanging on the lines, is Anthony still there?
Anthony, we already took Anthony, but I do have a report from G. And G, how many points you say you had?
I ain't had 50, but I had 45, man. 98 summertime league.
Wait a minute, hold it, G. Jealous. Did I not enunciate? I thought I said 50.
Yeah, if you add the 5 J's that I smoked after the game, then we equal 50. But I had 45 in 98 summer. Up Jealous Summer League against H.D. Woodson when I was playing for St. Stephen St. Agnes School, man. 45, hit 20 free throws, fouled like 3 dudes out. Man, they wouldn't let us dunk during the regular season up Jealous. But I daggone sure had them throw-ins, you know what I'm saying, when you just throw it in and don't touch the rim.
Yeah, that's Coach Butch McAdam,
God rest his soul. He knew how it used to go.
Oh, yeah, no, he loved talking about you. I just thought it would bring you out. When I saw Steph, I thought of you. And ever since that they've made Jimmy, I need to figure out, I got to do more background on Butler. Because straight out alpha, when he goes there, and I do right now, I actually like them more than I do my purple and gold coming out of the West.
Well, you got LeBron on your side. You know, bias might get y'all to another championship, Doc. But I like Jimmy Butler on any team because that was more like me. I was never having no 20, 30, 40-point game like Steph Curry because my jump shot was broken in a vase. I might have, in that 45-point game, I might have hit 2 jump shots, all throw-ins or layups or and-ones and free throws, man, because I played like Jimmy Butler. That was me, man. Jumper was broke, but I still believed in it, so I was...
Yeah, Draymond. See, Draymond and Jimmy, There's no other team, unless you correct me, who has two dogs like that on the same team?
Nah, don't. You know, purple and gold, dude. You know I'm a Michael Jordan guy, but LeBron James, you better enjoy this time. You still got LeBron James on TV, especially in your purple and gold. And Luka, I've been saying Luka is one of them ones.
No, you're a bad man.
No, but when they figure it out, it might materialize this year.
I give you that. And they got them on length, because I'll take big people. If it's even, I'm taking the bigger people. And they definitely got them on size. But Draymond Jimmy.
Yeah, see, them is two real deal Wayne Perry. Like, they going to take your food.
Right.
They don't care what your name is, how many All-Star games or MVPs you got. They're going to take your food.
Not at all.
What juice box, all that, Doc.
I know. I thought about you when Jimmy went over to coach and said, he said, Coach, you have to draw no plays up for me. Don't even waste your time. I don't need any of that. I'll just get what's left.
That's what be getting me so frustrated about Lord G, Doc. Lord G, he ain't sniffed 45.
Hey, man.
He got way more talent than I ever had.
Dude, you don't
and
get
that's
it.
That's what you got to have.
Leave that kid alone, man. That was your life. You did that. He ain't got to do that.
No, but that makes me think I should be throwing my son down the steps a little more like my daddy
you
did
shouldn't.
Me.
No, you shouldn't.
Okay.
He don't need to be.
You're right.
He may end up being governor. He may end up being on the Supreme Court. He don't need them blacktop scars on his elbow just because you did it. You did it so he don't have to do it.
Hey, Doc, you ain't lying, because I got bruises on both hips from when I slid on the floor for a loose basketball. But you might be right. I might need him to be a Supreme Court justice just to get me out of jail when I'm 65.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Always good to hear from you, man. Shout out to Lil G. Don't change Lil G. G, man, because it could be the best thing ever happened to you. We out on that one. Hey, Mac, you good with me? You riding with me?
We're rocking and rolling, Doc.
Yes, sir. We're riding to Brother Holder. He called and gave us a shout out. I don't know who does more public appearances, Chris Russell or Lou Holder. I mean, Lou's at the game. I mean, all the big shit. It was the biggest sporting event we've probably had in the DNV in a minute was Wednesday night.
Yeah, it was quite a matchup.
Like, it was, if you want to know where you stand right now in the pretty people deal, if you are in the in crowd, then you were there. Because if you weren't there, then that pretty much tells you where your ranking is.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Yeah. Everybody kept asking me, where your boy Kevin? What do you mean where he was?
He was locked in. What do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, all the people that are it, all of those in the in crowd, they were all there. There. I have to say, you know, now the question is, were you invited? If you got at least an invite, that means you were at least in the vicinity. You were in the club.
They had you in mind, you know?
Yeah, I can say that. So, no, I call it honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
You got honorable mention if you had an opportunity. Like, I could say, yeah, I turned down several opportunities to be there. Mm-hmm. So, at least I was on the opportunity list. I was almost like the Steelers, to where you just assume that I was in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you see the Steeler uniform, you assume that they're a playoff team, right?
I mean,
you know how some people just have that
think,
look?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like you look like a lawyer, but you broke.
Yeah, if you got a nice enough suit on, I see what you're saying.
Right, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's the Steelers. The Cowboys, I'm not even putting them in a category. They're in a costume. It's a costume category for me from that. Right? Where you just putting on a cow, what do you call it? Costume. It's costumes. You want to be a clown. You want to be a juggler.
Playing dress up.
Exactly. Because none of that's going to be true. Somebody said, well, I don't want to see Deshaun, the defensive end. I don't want to see Myles Garrett with the Cowboys. I said, why not?
They kind of already got a Myles Garrett on the Cowboys.
It don't make no difference. They can have him and 11. It ain't going to matter.
Yeah.
It still ain't going nowhere.
That's true.
It ain't going to matter.
They're not going to be able to afford it anyway.
They're not. It's not going to matter. It doesn't matter. That's my whole point. But the Steelers, and it just, it's so funny to me because Big Tony, see, he always picks at us. We were terrible. Look at every matrix you can look at. We were just awful. The people we had were garbage. It would all go on and on and on. But we lived that. Now we done bounced back. It's killing him. See, it's killing him. Because that 8-8 thing being, for them to be given props for being mediocre is embarrassing.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about a standard. I can't think of a better program that exhibits what a standard. The Steelers. Every town in Pittsburgh in black and gold. Look what they symbolize. When you see them, your body, you have endorphins. They develop, they make you feel good, right? Steelers. They're behind the times. They're like using, if they were farming, they're using manual equipment. Yeah, they're using manual equipment when everybody else is automated. Poor Tony. Anyway, to break we go. We will be back. Look. I'm not talking trash. I'm just keeping it real, all right? Big Tony's got to live with this right now. Him and the Steelers. Welcome to our world. We'll be right back.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.